Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. We are back this week to talk about the 10 key points from the CDC's recent update on gonorrhea management. And this isn't going to talk just about gonococcal infections. We're also going to talk about chlamydia and about some of the recent nuances and changes based on recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control, or CDC. The way I decided I wanted to do this was to break it up into 10 key points. And this is going to focus on the 10 things I took away that I feel like could be really helpful when you're trying to figure out and understand some of the most recent changes. So let's start with number one. For uncomplicated gonococcal infections of the cervix, urethra, or rectum, treat with a single dose of ceftriaxone 500 milligrams intramuscularly, or IM, and 1 gram IM if the patient weighs 150 kilograms or more. This is a different recommendation than what we've seen in the past, where it was 250 milligrams of ceftriaxone, a single dose, and it didn't matter the weight. It was just classically taught that you're going to give that person 250 milligrams no matter what. The second point builds on this, and that if ceftriaxone cannot be used due to an allergy, that gentamicin 240 milligrams IM and azithromycin 2 grams orally should be given. Point number three is that alternatively, if ceftriaxone is not available, cefixime 800 milligrams orally may be given instead. So essentially, ceftriaxone is the main one we want to use. If we can only give an oral route, then we can use cefixime 800 milligrams. And if they have some sort of allergy to ceftriaxone, or we're uncertain of the exact cephalosporin allergy, then we could use gentamicin 240 milligrams IM instead. But also note that it includes that adding 2 grams of azithromycin orally, which I found very interesting there. That also builds on something else I'm going to talk about here in a moment, but let's go to point number five. So there is no reliable alternative treatments to pharyngeal gonorrhea, and those with a reported beta-lactam, especially ceftriaxone allergy, it should be more thoroughly evaluated for anaphylaxis or other severe reactions, such as Stevens-Johnson syndrome. And the reason why I mention this is because we talk all the time about beta-lactam allergies and penicillin allergies, but we know, and this is something I've debated as making my own podcast, but we know that there's just not enough clear understanding. A lot of times people are just told that when they have a penicillin allergy that they can't take anything else, but that's not true. And so that's why I wanted to specify that if they have a ceftriaxone allergy, we need to evaluate that more. Is that a little bit of itching? Is that nausea? Is that a little bit of a rash? You know, does that mean that they have an anaphylactic reaction? Those types of differences matter. And for that reason, if they can't give ceftriaxone, then we really have a bigger issue, because pharyngeal gonorrhea, it seems like it's harder to treat than if it's the cervix, urethra, or rectum. Going to point number six, in all forms of uncomplicated gonococcal infection, so that is the cervix, urethra, rectum, or pharyngeal, if chlamydia has not been excluded, treat with doxycycline 100 milligrams orally twice daily for 7 days. Notice again, this is a change from the previous guidelines. It used to be, and everyone could pretty much tell you, 250 milligrams of ceftriaxone IM once and 1 gram of azithromycin once. Now we're not doing that. We're trying to instead use doxycycline because the building resistance with azithromycin. And that leads to point number seven. So azithromycin is no longer recommended for routine use due to the significantly increasing resistance that we're seeing. So instead, going back to point number six, we're using doxycycline 100 milligrams orally twice daily for 7 days. Now, point number eight is that in pregnancy, 1 gram of azithromycin orally may be used to treat chlamydia. So we still have some cases where we could use azithromycin, especially, again, if we couldn't give ceftriaxone, we would give 2 grams of azithromycin along with the gentamicin. But again, this is a little bit different in this case. Point number nine, in cases where the law permits, expedited partner treatment should be cefixime 800 milligrams once orally and doxycycline 100 milligrams orally twice daily for 7 days. The reason why is, again, if you are not having direct contact with this patient, they're only going to have oral medications, then this is what we're going to want to do. We want to give them oral medications, and that cefixime is a potentially good option. But again, this is only going to work in areas where this is permitted. And then point number 10, a test of cure is recommended for pharyngeal gonorrhea 7 to 14 days after the initial treatment, regardless of what antibiotic regimen is used. So even if you could give that patient ceftriaxone, again, the one that's preferred because there's no reliable alternative treatment, you should still test to cure. And that's based on the evidence that's there. And you may be asking yourself, where is all this evidence coming from that we're recommending these guidelines and these changes? Well, I'd like to direct you to going to the CDC's website and seeing this. But if you want to save yourself a little bit of time, go to the show notes at totalem.org and look for podcast number 226 to be able to click on what says this link, and that'll take you right there. Again, this is something that is pretty easy to look at and review. I'm trying to consolidate this as much as possible because there's a lot of beneficial information here. I'm also wanting to point out that I am using a bit of different software here for the recording, and I'm in a slightly different space. So please let me know what you think of the audio quality here, because I want to know, is this effective or not? But point in hand, like I said, there are 10 big things I want you to take away from this, that at least that's what I took away from it. Again, we are focusing on ceftriaxone, still preferred with gonococcal infections, but now we're going to increase that to 500 milligrams IM in our typical adult patient, a gram if they're 150 kilograms or more in weight. If they cannot have ceftriaxone, we can consider cefixime, 800 milligrams if we need something oral, or we can do gentamicin, 240 milligrams IM, combined with azithromycin, 2 grams orally. Azithromycin should only be used in those cases, or if someone cannot have doxycycline, they need to have the azithromycin, such as in pregnancy, in which case we're going to still get that 1 gram orally once. But preferably, we're going to do doxycycline 100 milligrams orally twice daily for 7 days if we cannot exclude chlamydia and if we suspect it. That's a very easy one to do. And then if we can, we want to treat partners. And then we also want to test for cure with pharyngeal cases of gonorrhea 7 to 14 days after the initial treatment. Hopefully that is something that you can find very useful. Please give me your feedback. I'm doing it this way because a lot of people like these 5 or 10 key points. And so I'm hoping I can get that feedback still and understand if there's anything else you want differently or if there are certain things you want me to cover in the near future. But otherwise, until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.